More than 1 million children face starvation in Niger and across the Sahel region of West Africa. Aid organization Save the Children has called on the G8 leaders meeting in Camp David in the United States to make the emergency in Niger and the wider problem of food security a priority in their talks. Save the Children media manager Louise Hill tells Christopher Wells the crisis in Niger is becoming grave.
We've had some very disturbing reports from Niger in the last few days from our frontline health workers. They're doing all they can to battle the food crisis, but it's got to a point where children are now dying because of lack of food. So we're seeing families whose crops have failed, locusts have attacked their crops, they no longer have enough food, and they're having to make some really tough choices about what to give their family to eat. So in extreme cases, they're having to eat roots and leaves to survive. In the worst cases, they're taking their children out of school and putting them to work in order to make money to buy food. So we're speaking out today as the G8 kicks off in Camp David in America to really to make sure that the crisis in Niger is at the heart of discussions at the G8. Food security is on the agenda, but we want it to be one of the most important discussion points for world leaders attending.
And what can be done when you talk about making this a discussion point for the G8 leaders? Obviously, they're going to be concerned about some of the other economic questions. What are you hoping that they'll be able to do? What are you hoping to come out of their discussions there?
It's really about driving forward action and demonstrating strong political will to tackle hunger. So G8 leaders previously have demonstrated great success in bringing down child mortality and improving the situation for the poorest children. We want them to step up and match that political will by investing in programs that reduce hunger globally. So as in Niger, at the moment, investing money to stem that food crisis and make sure it doesn't get any worse, but also to tackling a hidden hunger crisis, which is happening around the world at the moment, where millions of children are not getting enough of the right nutritious and healthy food, which stunts their growth and helps them to and prevents them from leading the best possible life.
And you said this this crisis has gotten worse in recent days. And I know the malnutrition crisis in Niger has been kind of on the horizon for a long time. Can you tell us how is it that this wasn't prevented? Why is it reaching a deeper crisis now? Or could something have been done to stop us getting from this point?
We learned some very telling and crucial lessons last year when the crisis kicked off in East Africa. And we know that swift release of funding is crucial in these scenarios. We know that ensuring children have enough food and the right kind of food straight away is crucial. So we've had months of warning. Save the Children's been warning since last year, talking about the need for swift action so that NGOs like Save the Children can deliver life-saving programs, but also to release funding early. Now, the UK government has been good. The Niger government has done all that it can, but the effort is part funded, so we're only halfway there to the money that we need to quickly scale up and start saving lives and preventing it getting even worse.
And finally, just a question about the practical work that you all do. When you find these government programs, when you have the support of the local government, you have the support of some of the international nations. What does it actually involve in terms of on the ground? What does Save the Children do in terms of helping relieve the people who are suffering in this situation?
So we've got a whole range of community health workers, health centres, which look at and treat children coming in. Malnutrition is the underlying cause of 1 in 3 child deaths globally. So we work to ensure that children are getting the treatment they need when they fall sick. We have schemes that enable families to work for cash or for food to make sure that they're more resilient to crises like this. So we're very hands-on. We've got great frontline health workers, great frontline workers really helping and stepping up to help children suffering.